This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The Johns Hopkins Resource Center reports that there are more than 84 million global COVID-19 cases. The U.S. continues to have more cases than any place else, with more than 20 million infections, approximately one-fourth of the world's cases. India records the second highest toll, followed by Brazil. British health officials are reactivating emergency hospitals that were built at the start of the pandemic as the country struggles to cope with the spread of a more infectious variant of the coronavirus. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
Concerns are mounting about the ability of the National Health Service to cope with the anticipated increase in people seeking treatment for COVID-19. It could be fueled further by holiday gatherings. The spike in new cases is said to be due to a new, more contagious variant of the virus, first identified around London and the southeast of England. Britain already has Europe's second highest virus death toll of more than 74,000. Currently, two vaccines have been approved for use in the UK. Around 1 million people have received the first dose. Sarah Bassett, London.
The US starts the new year with more than 348,000 coronavirus deaths and the new, more contagious strain spreading. AP's Julie Walker reports.
California started the new year by reporting a record 585 coronavirus deaths in a single day. And health officials there say they have four confirmed cases of the new COVID strain. Meanwhile, large gatherings continue. In New York, sheriffs broke up three New Year's Eve parties with big groups of maskless revelers. One had 300 people, and there were reports of other illegal events around the country. This all comes as the race to vaccinate millions of Americans is off to a slower, messier start than public health officials and leaders of Operation Warp Speed expected. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Millions in France face tightened curfew restrictions Saturday to combat a high rate of coronavirus cases, as police on Saturday shut down a huge party in northwestern France that had been underway since New Year's Eve. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Around 2,500 revelers from across the country attended the party in a disused warehouse in Yuron near Rennes. Some clashed with police as soon as the party kicked off on Thursday evening, leading the force to wait for reinforcements to be deployed before moving in to end the rave, according to the head of the local prefecture, Emmanuel Berthier. Those attending the party threw bottles and rocks at police, and several officers suffered minor injuries. A police car also caught fire and three others were damaged. Berthier added that about 800 partygoers were sanctioned for attending an illegal party, breaking curfew and not wearing masks. The rest were mostly issued notices for using illegal drugs.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says two car bombings in separate parts of Turkish-controlled areas of northern Syria killed six people on Saturday, including children. In the first, a car bomb near a market killed five people, including two children, in a border town. A second explosive-rigged vehicle detonated in the Afrin region, taking the life of one civilian and wounding nine others, including two children. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz on Saturday said he will be among a dozen Republican senators who will challenge President-elect Joe Biden's victory when Electoral College results are tallied in Congress next week. A largely symbolic move that has little chance of preventing Biden from taking office. A number of Republicans in the House of Representatives also plan on contesting the vote tally. Some of the first passengers to cross the English Channel on the Eurostar since Britain left the European Union say that little has changed in terms of checks at the border. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The train had arrived at London's St. Pancras International from Gare du Nord in Paris. After arriving in the UK, some passengers say they had expected additional border checks by authorities. The costume designer Sebastian Passot says there were no additional checks or forms.
They were very thorough checking the passenger locator form because of COVID. So they checked that very carefully. But apart from that, there was no mention of Brexit whatsoever.
The UK left the European bloc's vast single market for people, goods and services at 11 p.m. London time on Thursday, in the single biggest economic change the country has experienced since World War II. Sarah Bassett, London.
For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.